This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So it sounds like your event is from both of what we said to start. From Wa'idah, Hadna, and Isha, Hadna, and Wa'idah. Yeah, that we do in the kingdom of Allah, we do in the very day of the Isha. Verse number, we need to live. The follow verse number 83. And we took covenant from Ben Israel not to worship anyone other than Allah, or the Lord of the Israel, and we did your thoughts. So this actually ayah, inshaAllah ta'ala, contains a lot of rules which are pertinent not only towards Ben Israel, but towards all mankind. We will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the honoring the parents in Tariq his Tawheed. Tawheed Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ta'buduna illa ta'budu illallah, not to worship anyone other than Allah. And right after that, Allah talks about the honoring the parents. Right? MashaAllah ta'ala, we're going to start from verse number 82.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم ثم أقررتم وأنتم تشهدون ثم أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم بأيهم تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا by the way, we have some not just a few today's drop up there, but as well as some sweet followers from Turkey. Please, if you want to go, please. You have to go. ما زلنا مع سورة البقرة التي قال فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سورة البقرة أخذوها بركة وتركوها حصوة وردة الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في سورة البقرة taking you know, upon the surah reading is happening upon it. The surah is barak, is a blessed surah. And blessed by all means, blessed, you know, the people who act upon it, who memorize it, who read it, they will be blessed in every sense of the term, you know, blessing. In their homes, in their health, in their wealth, their families. And so that the Prophet Muhammad says to recite the Surah Al-Baqarah every 3 days in one home. No shayatin will come close to your home within that period of the year. If you were to neglect it, you will be a regret just upon you. You neglect Surah Al-Baqarah, not to take upon it. It's a regret upon whom? Upon the person who neglects it. Hasra. So, it is the surah that the Sahara being those who use black magic, cannot defeat something like that. It burns them. It is the surah that burns the jinn, the Marathamian jinn, because when we say about jinn, the shayatin, the jinn Muslims, they are Muslims, like you and I. The difference between jinn and shaytan. Shaytan is the jinn as well, but the castle of the jinn. Whereas the Muslim of the jinn, we call them jinn. But the shayatin, because shayatin are jinn as well. But they are, you know, from jinn, is kafir and Muslim. The kafirs are called shayatin. And within them, there are many categories. There is the marada, the asarif, the worst of the worst. And then amongst them, you know, amongst the believers of the, what we call them, the Surah Al-Baqarah burns the marada of the jinn. This is talking about the oath. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنْسَاقَدًا Allah keeps saying, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنْسَاقَدًا إِسْرَائِيلًا So many mawaqir, so many promises. Ya Muhammad, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنْسَاقَدًا And we took covenant from Israel. A covenant, an oath. They made many promises, many oaths. You will see that Allah, despite all the oaths that they have made, they still relied or not their prophet. He did not believe in their prophet. What prophet? Talking about Musa. You know, we talk about the, you know, when we talk about the story of the cow. And Musa comes with the, you know, with the command. And then he told them, go and slaughter a cow. And the prophet said, who do I? Are you lying to us? Are you repeating it? Us? So they saw so many, you know, miracles, and they made promises and covenants after covenants that they kept on breaking. Here we'll go through 10 covenants. Allah says this. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ Number one. لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Not to worship anyone other than Allah. لَا تَعْبُدُوا كَفْرًا عِبَادًا العبادة اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة هذا تفسير ابن تيمية رحمة الله عليه لما قال يعني اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة ولا تقبل إلا بشرطين العبادة لا تقبل إلا بشرطين الإخلاص والمتابعة إخلاص لله ومتابعة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Al-ibadah is a comprehensive term, ibadah worship. But how we define it? It's a comprehensive term that comprises everything that Allah loves and approves of from the apparent and hidden sayings and deeds. And it is only accepted is two conditions. This is very, very important. You guys at school, at work, whatever, when people say that ibadah, this is the definition of ibadah. Ibadah can be because this is also another, you know, your debate. This is your justification when you tell people about this particular thing that you're doing with a bid'ah, for instance. It is not ibadah. Why? Because ibadah is only accepted under two conditions. Condition number one is got to be sincere. Condition number two is got to be in accordance with the sin of the Prophet. Otherwise, ibadah will not be accepted. It's a comprehensive term that comprises of everything that Allah loves and approves of. Of the apparent and hidden. Apparent is what we're doing right now. The salah is apparent deed. Sitting like this in halaqah is ibadah. Feeding yourself is ibadah. A smile in the face of your brother is ibadah. A smile in the face of your son, daughter, brother, wife is ibadah. Charity is ibadah. Reading Quran is ibadah. This is apparent and hidden. Sayings and deeds. What's hidden? Ibadah is hidden, such as tawakkul on Allah, ibadah of the heart. Feeling Allah, ibadah is ibadah of the heart. Tawakkul, loving one another for the sake of Allah, is ibadah of the heart. So it is considered to be ibadah because it is a hidden appearance, something that you do in order to be tangible, and then hidden sayings and deeds. And it is only accepted with two conditions. Condition number one, it's got to be sincere. ولا يشرك بعبادة ربي أحدا سواكه. So if you know it's something that is sincere, that's got to be purely for the sake of Allah. So that you cannot just pray and you say I'm gonna pray Zuhr 5 times. Why? Because you love Allah. This does not apply or is not applicable within the second condition. The second condition has to be in accordance with the Sunnah. The Prophet says, four is four. He says, no, I'm so sincere, and I love Allah, I'm going to pray 6. Is that going to be accepted? Why? You pray, you need more like that. Why is it not accepted? Because there is something called a ibadah tawqifiyya. Ibadah is tawqifiyya. It is only, you know, whatever is tawqif. Tawqif is like, you know, the Arabs, they know that it's not fun. Means when you have a stop sign, it's written as stop. Ibadah is stoppable. You cannot say, this is some you pray from your hand. I think this is better than that. Ibadah has to be done in accordance with what Allah says and what Prophet Muhammad says. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ through to covenant from them, وَوَدِيَ رَبَّهُ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهَ. No one worship anyone other than Allah. Why did you tell Musa, Ya Musa, إِذَا أَلَّنَا إِلَّا أَتَّمَنَهُمْ آلِهَا. Why did you go tell Musa to, you know, when you saw these people worshiping the idol, he said, Ya Musa, make us pass out to the ilah, just like we have another ilah. You made a promise to Allah Azza wa Jalla, not to worship anyone other than him, yet you went to Musa and you told him, Musa, let's cut a cow, let's cut some idol. So they made a promise, and they broke it. That's the first promise they broke. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِحْسَانًا. Excellent. Now Allah has moved from ibadah to mu'amalah. Not mu'amalah. Deeds. بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah has said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. كَانَ ذَلِكَ إِبَادَةً. I have created the earth and him solely to worship me. I have created earth and him for the ibadah of Allah. To worship him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets for this particular reason. Allah sent the prophets to tell the people, worship Allah. Ya qawmi na'budullah, ya qawmi na'budullah, ya qawmi na'budullah. Any prophet who came, this was his first message. Ya message. And then, after the story, Allah talks about good luck. But in the end, then kind of few things. Last week, I mentioned three after some conversation. You can't. Maybe you missed it. Maybe you did. But you see, if you turn to the past, honoring the past, three types of honoring. If you turn to the qawli, if you turn to the fi'l, what is it that? Remember the third one? لا. We have. It's turning outward, then we have. What does that mean? When you turn to your parents, by mouth, you think you have to go. By mouth. Your qawli. So even by mouth. Defending them by mouth, the oath, instead, through actions, helping them, moving, doing things, even, you know, even the precise that you do to the self-protection. Most of people, before they start to speak for their mouth, they have to go to help back to fight their feet. But brother, when he is affected by the right he's speaking to his father everywhere. He did precious. What brain I want you to do is that, because there was so difficult. You can do on your own, but then some of the father here. And then when you get a new activity, you might just fight back. This is just a good idea. You've got a very large picture. And then with time, I explained it last week, it's very important. A lot of the youth, a lot of the married people don't want to do this. They have what they should have had this. We are fine, hey, how are you, the situation, the condition. So normally when you talk to your parents, sometimes you complain too much. You complain about her, you complain about him, you complain about your life, you complain about yourself, you complain about your job, you complain. So you complain to your parents. Sometimes you complain, yeah? But it depends. Sometimes your father, you need to stop complaining. Your child, the child is good. The child is amazing. Because your father or your mother, you will not sleep the whole night. You will go back to home and sleep and you're fine. Then you go back and you sort out your issue with your wife and you're fine. But your father or your mother, they did not sleep that night. They keep on worrying about your health. About your situation. So sometimes you have to show them or make up that you're okay. Don't let them worry too much about it. All this is really necessary for them to be involved. Other than that, housework, or my your dua only, your dua only, your dua adi. You know, I'm only surviving through that dua. That's my prayer. Things are good. Things are improving. There's something that's happening. That things are improving. So the father would be to the back. The mother would be to the back. Instead of complaining to them, complain to all that. Because some people do put the past as a holder, like a placeholder for shakawa. Shakawa. You know shakawa. Complain. When you complain, you pick up the phone. Baba, you know what he did? Mama, you know what she did? She's talking about you and your husband. She picks up the phone and picks up this. This had to get into her life. She heard her lips and then she took it. Well, for good, and he's taking care of you. This has to be done. What's the next one? Now, not to stop, but to be honest with you. He's telling what he has to do, but in what he did, he's telling this action, and you cannot be where you are, if it was not for the life lessons that are out of your head. And you can never be a successful person unless and until your parents are really, really dead. Nobody can be successful where they are. If their parents are not happy, how can you be successful when you've got the curse of Allah? And you think because you put your mother to sleep quiet and talk to her. Because the father is really the shock and not sure that she's bad, but she's bad with Christ. The mother, because she is who she is, feels not stop. And you broke your heart so many times. If your mom was to die that night, or if your father was to die that night angry at you, what are you going to say to that? You want to speak?
Because she waited for you, maybe. You came in late. And then she came to tell you, what happened? Where were you? And then you raise your voice up, her and yell her. Why are you waiting? Go back to sleep. Why are you always? Why? Well, I said, I'm calling here because I can't. When your dad calls you, drop everything. When your mom calls you, drop everything. Even if I'm in my work, you drop everything. My father calls. My mom is calling. You pick up the phone, Baba, I'm in a meeting. I'll call you back. Okay, can I be here?
What would I do at that time? What would you do? When he calls you, I'm in that meeting, what would you do?
What would you do? You're the father, huh? You call your son and he tells you,
I'm in a very important meeting. Can I call you back? And then you don't be sure that you have that. What are you going to do?
You're going to
be sure. You're going to be sure. You're going to be sure. You're
going to be sure. You're going to be sure. You're going to be sure. You're going to be sure. You're going to be sure. Your parents, you drop everything. If you ask also when you are fault, you pick up the phone.
The uncle of my dad.
you have the Amishakot, because that person could be from only his mom or from his dad. So there's two types of uncle. The pattern of the one who is from both sides is Shakot. Just like your brother, you know, the same. There's the brother who's from both sides. And then you have the my father's uncle from one side, you see, and then Akul Ab. Okay. And then from another, the same thing, the maternal uncle and the paternal uncle. But in Arabic, we say Al-Khal. Khala is Khala, we say Khala. The Khala from the other side, we say Khala. And from the other side, we say Ham. Okay. For the father is Am, from the mother is the Khala, the auntie, or the Khal, who is the brother of my mother. Right. So the same thing here. And then Al-Mutarak Bainahuma, the common denominator between the two, we are the children. The children. These are the Khalada. These are the people that they have rights to come to. وهم هذول لكن ناس الخالة والأبناء والأولاد أنا جاي أقول طيب but there's some that are actually you know are deeper which is one only from one side you know your mom your father married two women. You see, your father married two women, so you have one brother from one Hadan and another brother from the other woman. So they are both your father's son, and they are both your brothers. That's one from one mom, and the other brother is from the other mom, right? And the other brother from the third mom. And Maria, that's right, huh? Right, from both sides. وأقرب الناس رحما بعد الوالدين هم من هم الأقرب. The closest people to rahim in the kinship after the parents are the children. أبناؤكم وأبنائكم. لا تظن أيكم أيهم أقرب لكم من الأقرب. Your parents and your children. So here it is. And where did that? Well, our dad would look at him and also what he wrote. More to it. And where did they? We call them Al Usul. Well, our dad Al Furur. We have something called the fundamentals, and then you have the branch, like a tree. The roots, and then you have the branches. The roots are the branches. The branches are the children. They're all from the Qurba, from the teacher. And Aba Usul, the fathers, this is why is it in Arabic, and Am, we call him father. The Am is a father. You know, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. I followed the millah of my fathers, Ibrahim, my father. And my Ismail, my father. So my Ismail is his uncle, then he said he's my father. So your uncle is like your father. When you do Akad Nikah, and your father is not present, your uncle can be the wedding. I'm not you, you're the wife, yes. So, and I will add for the fathers. أصول وإن إلى وإن علوا إلى آدم والأمهات أصول وإن علوا إلى حواء. So the parents, they are also the roots. Even, you know, they go up all the way, like your grandfather, all the way up to Adam. And your mother, same thing, all the way up to Hawa. And then, الأولاد فروع وإن نزلوا والبنات فروع وإن نزلوا. Same thing. With regard to the branches of the أولاد, you know, they are the branches. You know, your daughter, and then she has her daughter, and the daughter of your daughter, and the daughter of the, you know, your niece, and so on and so forth. What in the
So, life-ending, you have to be responsible. As life is always responsible without keeping the presence and keep pushing these people to the future. Be careful with your situation with your brothers and sisters that treat us as Christians. It's not straight. Straight it is not because of what kind of system. As I mentioned, that it's I don't like karate or program. When you're done, one has said he has a lot of ways of here. He puts priority for the Yatam at the offense. And all these people think that the wife mentioned to you, they're not in, they broke the covenant. They did not honor their parents. They did not honor the Qurban, the kinship, the Muslim. They did not honor the orphans. They did not offer the Masaki. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, if one of the Ba'ama had a hope to be seen and we had seen and we had seen it. He got up to the Masakin Ada as well as Tama. But in the Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Yatim, right? The Yatim, and then the Masakin. In the Bible of Ta'am, in the Bible of Ta'am, it says Allah has seen Ada Yatim. It says, one of the Ba'ama had a hope to be seen. But in the end of the Ta'am, it says Allah has seen Yatim. So here in the Quran, you know, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the Yatim often comes before the Miskin Yatim. But in the Surah Al-Isra, which is in Pakistan, India, it's Surah Al-Isra. Allah doesn't put actually the Miskin before the Yatim. When you talk about Al-Ta'an, when you say Mona Ta'an, and they see, you know, how, you know, who do they see first? And you see, then you see, and you see. That these are the tops of the Ba'an. But in the Surah Al-Baqarah, with regard to the covenant, you know, that lies in the mention of the Yatim, before the Yatim. It is to be better to send in the Yatim, and to cut in my identity. From the extent to the Yatim, that you should prioritize them before yourself. A lot of people don't do that, especially the Israelis. We, whenever you have some leftover, it's quite some to eat. Whereas you should be, they should be prioritized before even yourself. The mistake is not for us. It doesn't make sense. But we talk about the extent to be mistaken. You didn't tell me what my duty is. I really didn't. Let's talk about Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira. He was in, you know, in the Sofa, in the book of Sofa. He was that book, he said, I was very, very starving. And the Prophet Muhammad was quite sorry. But he had this book of Muhammad, and the Rayla was there for his time. Then, yeah, Abba Hill, Prophet used to call him Abba Hill. You know, but beautiful, he's like, he's not a good name, but he's the favorite of Abba Hill. Yeah, Abba Hill. Very unpopular Sufa Dairo, I mean, call the people of the Sufa and come to my home. The Prophet has come to me. So, Sabaim al-Rajulam, 70 men came. And the Prophet was so angry. So the Prophet gave them some food and drink. They drank all, Abu Huraira was in, the Prophet was in Abu Huraira, and he was in, and feed them. And Abu Huraira was feeding one after another one. I'm fine. And he's not saying nothing. He said the pool first. Kullahum 70 men. And he was worried. There's nothing for me. There'll be nothing for me. Oh, there'll be nothing for me. So he's feeding 70. But before himself, before Subhanallah. That's why he's giving him a word. He's feeding the poor, before himself. And that is, and he's giving him. And then, شربوا كلهم يا أخوة شربوا كلهم تعال يا بحر كم يا بحر أشرب كم يا بحر now it's your turn take it then he drank it is thank you more بركة thank you can fill you up drink he drank and the Prophet of his drink يا رسول الله والله لا أجل يقول للناس حسنى It's very frustrating. They have a new teacher. But what happens? Okay, let's get rid of those people. They want to listen. They want to listen. You will not hear what happened to the word. It's not the wrong. The shift was only over here. I was here. I was there. I was there. And then you hear there about a door granted. I'll go. You want to hear? No. Today, today. Somebody, we don't mention them. Scream, scream at the message. Why are you people locking the message? This is not mercy, this is church and fella. Hey, fella, church. Hey! I have a corner, you know, I had a mirror, but I said, this is church and fella for your country, for the church. I was screaming at the I thought he was looking at me. Where are you looking at? I said, I was trying to get some outside. Don't scream at the business. I'm very comfortable, huh? I'm going to go to the house. Go with that to Harun and speak to Harun in the Hutara. It's wrong in people start coming up to the Bahyan. But yet, this is not. And that came to him, Yehudi, because the person came to Abraham from the back of the scriptures and tried to provoke him. He says, Ibrahim, who is more pure, cleaner, your beard or my dog's tail? Not a dog. Your beard or my dog's tail? He tried to provoke him. He says, if my beard makes you to that man, then my beard makes you to but if your dog makes it to them, I don't make it to them, I guess if your dog is going to die. I'm a lot of India. That's a lot of the prophets. I know it's not easy. Make it hard. Somebody is provoking you, calling you names, and somebody is coming to see it. It's not an idea. I mean, you must have it. But I'm not sure if you're not supposed to. I think that it's funny, and the message is not that it's funny to all of us. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين who's better word ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله those who call people towards Allah and you say أنا أحب المسلمين so أدعو إلى فجرة بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجاد من ذلك call people with حكمة with wisdom when you talk to them talk with wisdom and then Allah says in Asr al-Ahzab, mentions Ibrahim as well, and the Salat al-Ahzab is like, with him, I'm sorry, huh? I'm speaking with the first ayah. And then Asr al-Ahzab is about to bring Ibrahim about the parents, and Zul Qalabah, the king, the relatives, after the relatives, who? Yes, Zul Qalabah, the word, what will the word in the same name, Zul Qalabah? When you are Tama, the orphans, when you are Tama, the poor, the needy, وقولوا للناس حسنا and then these are all أخلاق and then he goes to عبادات
وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. ها؟ بني إسرائيل. ها؟ أقيموا الصلاة. كيف أقيموا الصلاة؟ Do you to pray? So Allah did not tell them, and pray, and pay zakat. Allah told them, just like he's saying, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ establish the prayer. So what is the difference between praying and establishing the prayer? A lot of Muslims are only praying, but not establishing the prayer. Not establishing the prayer for the Qamad al-Salah is the preparation for the Salah. From home, you prepare for the Salah. The wudu is the Qamad al-Salah. The way you make your wudu is also from the gate of the Qamad al-Salah. What you wear is from that the Qamad al-Salah. How you dress up and how you look at it is all the Qamad al-Salah. And then you come, you stand, and you protect your standing. You protect your composure, your rapport, your sujood, it's all from the Qamad al-Salah. Allah didn't just say pray. Let the man who prayed on the Prophet told him, come back, go back and pray, for you did not pray. Then the Prophet said, if I make an opportunity, come back and pray. This is not Salah. The Salah doesn't mean this is not Salah. If you die like this, you will go to Islam. Go back and pray, for you did pray. The man went back and he prayed. The Prophet told him, go back. And then he did the third time. The Prophet said, this is not Salah, go back. You pray for them, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Establish the prayer. And pay the zakat of Israel. You also had to know zakat. You know, at the time they had their own zakat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this akhlaq. And by the way, can I end with this Shabbat? If I'm not in the Shabbat, I have this couple of minutes to do that. Allah has also talked about the akhlaq. And the zakat. What is her qiyam and her fasting be? Because she was no akhlaq, bad akhlaq towards her neighbors, the Prophet said, and a woman was prostituted. She was kind to God, not by the way that he put it out of Islam. And sometimes people may be kicked out of Islam because of that. I would have said it because of Muslim. And you said that.
This is why I mentioned this. Are you Rosalind mentioning your Makia? And then you have two men, the half of them that he's dead, but then a person who does not pray as much, he says he says that it was the one who has to come back. Maybe the one who has lots of people like that, but he has a very hard time. Very, very evil person. Just as like now, with the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who is the one who is like the sort of being big child. It's a big sort of somebody who's tough. And he is that in a prayer. You know, who's you know, described, and if he's so shy, it's like a version of your seclusion. When you know, remember when he got married? Yes, no, but I remind you, it's really painful for that, but never mind. The first time you go to see your wife, Well, she was shy and she was, like a virgin in her seclusion. And the Prophet Muhammad was described about his haya. His haya is a good person. You have that question. Okay, well. Here you have a different class. That boy doesn't need that. The covenant and the Al-Qur'an. All these mawazir, they have broken. The letter written by Allah, worship known by Allah. So far, eight, and I'm going to do two more in order to complete them. The wedding, and if the parents, they broke that. The families or relatives, they broke that. And the Yatama, they broke that. The king means the orphan. And remember, when we took covenant that you, would neither shed each other's blood, not expect each other from their hands. And you gave pledge. You gave the pledge not to do so. Yes, you did. What did they do? Allah said in them, You took up with the covenant, he says, and the covenant is don't need it. Don't shed blood and don't expel people from their homes. Expel people from their homes. What is it we're talking about here? Next week, it's like. Next week, we talk about again these two covenants, the pledges that have made in terms of healing, shedding the light, shedding blood, which is left, and expelling people. But you will see how tricky they are. They're expelling people, but then they need a trick for the same people who want to come back. They say, oh, you're going to get back yesterday. You will see how they're doing. Everybody's got in these benefits. That's the one that's going to be done. But what did they do? We'll talk about that in a short time. Any questions? Any comments from the department of health? The thing is here, the grace are here, and the Turkish device, not the device in Turkish, but before that, I want to ask you this. Okay, sorry. Tell it. Yes, I guarantee a house in the name of Zemna to whoever leaves Mira, and he is right. Where is Mira? Azul. No. Azul and his wife. This is him. So when you're arguing, if I'm wrong, or no, but you're arguing with me, and I am right and you're wrong, and I know you're wrong and I'm right, but I'm gonna stop arguing. And here comes the ayah. When the Zahir tried to address them, what do they say? Salamun salam, anbiya Allah, du'at as-salam. We're from the Atlantic to these arguments. So, this is what a lot of us say. Those who read the Zahir to come and try to have an argument with you. Wallahu ta'ala adam. Qadr. We never questioned before. Qadr. But of course, it's always good. Good akhlaq is to be able to, help the prophet say, good akhlaq is to raise your hand before you speak to him. Good akhlaq is when you come and sit down and ask questions in a good manner. It's not Qayyim rahmatullah, and he says about the fruits of seeking knowledge. He mentions six books about seeking knowledge in the book. So when he talks about seeking knowledge, he says there's six fruits, one of them is to be to sit, effectively, to look at the shape when he's talking to someone, and to ask questions in a nice manner, and to give the benefit of the doubt to the shape, which is what he's given. Don't think, I know he does not know, or I'm going to sit just to pick anything he says to argue with him. You will not know. Some people do that. Huh? Because if you can't program, what's going to happen? Well, life is going to happen to you. I would say, right, the guy, because he came already programmed to argue, he heard it black, or the blue, whatever. I didn't say that, because you said that, there's nothing that. Please say that, he said this. But because he came programmed to, to hear whatever he wanted to hear, so these are some of the things we want to know. So we go all this wrong with Allah. Speaking nice to people, be kind, be lovable, be patient with people, be Allah, helping, serving, doing things without people having to tell you. Are you serving people without having to be told to serve, to go and take care of things, you can. Okay. Last because the cops are never so happy with me. I didn't know she was going to stop that. Because she was going to be, before in his year, that would be accountable. And it was so hard to do that. With the thought, initially, we were responsible of. Because sometimes you could see something bad. And then it was so hard to do something for Allah, because you hear them down the sort of the Bakara. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا تجد ما لا طاقة لنا به لا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به don't make us bear that which is beyond us how can I my thoughts my thoughts are people of life to know what they need to talk about every day I can't help you, that's milk, I told you. I told you this. What was that? What was that? I don't think I did the Salah Qur'an. I was in the middle of the Salah. I had a thought of Allah. I had a thought of did I commit kufr? Did I commit kufr? I thought of... It is from the mistress of Salah. It's glory. That's the only remedy is to eat it. So how can you control some of the thoughts or something in there that was done? It's not for the thoughts, but for the thoughts. Or before, the Allah Ta'ala is your need for the peace of the Ta'ala. And because there must be some switch from Turkey. So we need some statement, doctor. Because there's not that many have been fighting the hunt. One of the first. So he's going to cut it to Shabbat to bring. Are you gonna go? No, don't go in. He's gonna cut it and bring it Shabbat. Yeah. Is that coming?